something we talked about already, Psik Inyoni, Psik Resha, if you left out one Nekuda, I'm sure we left out many Nekudos, but one we'll focus on, is within the context of Psik Resha Delo Nechale. Of course, the Aruch Shita, Psik Resha Delo Nechale, is always Mutter. The other poskim were paskin against him, but Apel Pichain were more makel, whether it be Bidrabana, whether it be Psik Resha Bidrabana, I'm sorry, Psik Resha Delo Nechale Bidrabana, or Trade Rabana, or whatever it's going to be. So it was simply, it will be important to know what Taka is Bechlal Psik Resha Delo Nechale. So Shlomo Zalman, in several different places, in Bari Eish HaShalem, I'm a Tefer Shlomo Vav, it's in Shulchan Shlomo. Any time he comes up with a svara, his children appear in many, many different places, discusses the following. Whether or not the only reason, psik resha delo nechale, meaning, let's say a person is, I'll go with the typical example that we've been talking about, opening refrigerator door. This is the paradigm, but it could work. It's kamata. Opening refrigerator door, the light. So, normally you'd want the light to be on. However, the only reason you don't want it to be on is because it's Shabbos. So, would that change anything? I say it's a psik resha delo nechale, but why and on Saturday that the cheskes kashrus of a yid should tell me, of course, I don't want to be machal Shabbos. So, should that change the dynamic at all? So, the Rishon Zalman thinks not. Question is why not? Question is why not? Meaning, Chorah, the Tzvara should be correct. Chorah should not want it. So if you draw some two very interesting areas of Allah, it shows you how Torah is Chasumba, and you have to know all areas of Torah in order to get there. We know that there's an Issa Malacha on the Paraduma. And if one uses the Paraduma for something of your own, then it becomes Pasul as a Paraduma. Similarly, the concept of Hekshir Zra'im, in order for foods, in Makabal Toma, it needs to first require Hekshir, the Hainu, to become wetted by one of the Zayin Mashkin. And both of these situations, they only take effect if Nechole. That's why it's going to be important. For example, the Torah says, by Yutan Mayim Alzera, Yutan Mayim, it doesn't say Yitan, it says Yutan, but it's meaning that it has to be Yutan dum yod yitain in a way that you want it. It has to be nichole. And similarly, they learned that out by the paraduma. It has to be nichole.
Why does yutan versus, I don't know if you want to get into this or not, but why does yutan?
One is, I think it's written chaser, I think. It's yutan would mean passive as long as it happened by itself. Yitain would mean if I actually did it. So okay. It has to happen, but
I know it was the other way around. That's why I was confused.
Yutan would be passive, but it's written chaser. Since it's written chaser, it implies you. Anyways, be that as it all may, in both of those cases, one needs nichole. Now, the Gemaras in Bava Metzia describe the following. Let's say Allah aleha zachar. Allah aleha on the paraduma, a zachar mated with it. So that could create a psul here. That would be a form of psul malacha, maybe something else, a variation of psul malacha, but it would passel if it really happened, if we'd had it. Now, the question is it nechol? So the answer would be, but normally one wants the animal to mate because it's going to have children and it's going to have. Now, so frek tetosis right there, alatar, and bab metzia daflam in many places, in several places throughout Shas, that I don't follow. Wait a second. Of course, the paraduma is worth a fortune of money. And now that it's puzzle, it's obviously not going to be worth less. So of course, lo nechale. So Tosus gives several different answers, and one of them being that basically had it been nechol, I'm sorry, had it been still remained kosher, Sheira, then it would have been Nechole. So therefore, basically, it's often explained, a little bit circular, that Kiva, sorry, Im Tomer, V'olala, Stosit in B'metziah, Daf Lamed, V'olala Zechar, Mai Psul, Havad, Eilo Nechole, L'haf Zil Parash, Atmeh HaYikar, Mishvil Dover Muad. V'yish Lomar, Im Hoysak Sheira, Hava Nechole, L'kach, Ein L'hachshir. It's a little bit circular, but if it was kosher, then it would be nechel, and we only have to pass it, therefore it wouldn't be nechel.
That's just how we assess, activity, if this is something that people would want.
That's another answer. That's another answer Rishon are going to give. That's not what Tosis himself says.
Then according to Tosis, why would we assess it based on if it had been,
right? That's a good question. Meaning, so if called self right now, the mice that wasn't Echole.
Yeah, if you want to say that it's, whatever, it's based on what in general this, would be, not in terms of the halachic reality, but if you're going to factor in the halachic reality, you're just ignoring it as if it was not, is it, or do you factor in, or do you not factor in? It seems like, I'm saying, so I suppose, why should it be that way? Seems kind of.
Probably because, meaning I think it's obvious in learning the sugya, but Rav Moshe, for example, has a chakira. Is the pshat that you really need a positive nichale, and the nichale is the problem, or mistama, this is a malacha, unless you could sort of get out of it and say lo nichale.
Right. I mean, in Shabbos, that seems. But also, why, in the Paraduma cases, how do we know that Nichole is a requirement? Where do we learn it from?
What's the source of it there? Also, Uvad Avad. So, that's by Eglar Rufa, similar. I think they draw from one from the other.
I was wondering, in terms of the comparison, in terms of Shabbos, seems is the idea of Melechas HaShabbos. So, I was wondering, is the...
We'll get to that. We'll get to that right now. We'll get to the comparison a little bit. Right, I know, but in terms of situation, it's a nechel. Right, that's it.
And ultimately, the point is attributing it to your...
Yeah, we'll get there. So I think we'll get there in a second. That's one answer in the Rishon. The other answer in the Rishon is the Shita Huvetz is there, quotes all these deos. Second deo would be, since it would be nechel in other behemoth. That's interesting. It becomes more objective. And the third idea, this is also very interesting. It's a bit of an okimta. But he's standing there watching this happen. You should have stopped it if you really didn't want it to happen. That may be a bit of an okimta, but that's... So, it's interesting for us, definitely the first 2 days that I just mentioned, if I would make the comparison to Shabbos, maybe we'll assume for the moment there are no other changes for the moment, then L'chora, you would say the same thing here. And L'chora, even here, there's, I imagine, less of a necha. By Paraduma, you're passeling something, you're passeling the Paraduma. It makes it even more of a, psychologically, he wouldn't want it. Imagine in Shabbos, there's an Isser involved, but I shouldn't say that. I don't know. Maybe on one hand, the Isser is worse than the fact of losing the money of the par. I shouldn't say that. Maybe for a Yid to be over an Isser, I should take my words back. Then maybe it should be that way. Anyway, in terms of either one of those comparisons, whether or not Sof kol sof, had the Torah allowed it, it would have been Echele, therefore the Torah couldn't allow it. And or, in regular behemos, it would be Echele, we look at it objectively. Seemingly, if we draw either one of those here, those sorrows should apply here as well. Seemingly. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman says, based on those, just because you don't want it because it's Shabbos, since you normally would want it for the second Sfarah. And or, if we would allow it, then it would be a psak reish of the nechale, then you'd be then it would be aser. Mamela, we leave it as a psak reish of the nechale. That's Rosh Shlomo Zalman's svara. He even takes it a step further and says, wait a second. Let's say in terms of the other svara, that let's say I'd be standing there screaming by the Paraduma. I'm screaming. It's my first in that other day in the Shita. I'm screaming, oh, please don't do that. I don't want it to happen. I'm trying to stop it. It says, I can't do it. I can't stop it. So there, at least according to the third, that day on the Shita, then Taka, it wouldn't become possible, it seems. The question is here, would it work? Would it work even according to that day? Why? By Shabbos. He suggests the following svara. Because it's one thing, by Allah Aleha Zachar. Allah Aleha Zachar, fine, the Zachar is acting on its own. And my only shiloh is by my standing there, as a bystander, should I be reacting or should I not be reacting? And by reacting, I'm saying lo nechale. However, in a case of a psik resha, he says, you're doing the maisa. There you're doing it yourself. The shayla now only is, how can you say, I'm doing it at the same time, scream lo nechale? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman actually says that in the case of for the case of the refrigerator lights, which for him already is part of his svara, is as we keep getting back to is already mitukhman bekach, it's beyond the psik resha, and therefore he says this. So adayin yesh lachar, as we proceed, if we go on, could we possibly be machalik between these two cases for the following reason? Because maybe, wait a second, am I really doing that other thing? Okay, Bishlamah, lefi daito, at least in terms of the refrigerator, I'm actually turning on the light by doing so. You could clear. Okay, other people, I think other post-game seem to argue with that. You know, you're opening the refrigerator, you're not turning on the light. And just derech agav. But okay, but as you move away from that, that type of more direct segregation, you move to further, more of a removed psik reishas that we've spoken about. So would I say in that case, I'm actually doing the second thing? Or I'm really doing the first thing, and the second thing is only considered as if I'm doing because it's nichole? If you have what I'm saying. Right? So the hainu is the pshat that I did both of them. And the shayla is, okay, I'm only chaya for the second one because it's nechali, otherwise this is a little... One could make the case that this should be tali on the following. Is the fact of psik reish adlo nechali, it is not glaringly obvious, but it could work. Is it a ptur in chalat harakula, or is it a ptur only in Shabbos? Dahainu. Do I say the shitas harash, Shitas HaRosh in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud, tells us the following. He tells us, it doesn't seem the way from the language of the Aruch himself, but one could say that the Ruzvot the Rosh says that the concept of Psik Reish, the Lul Nechale, only applies in Ochel Shabbos. Why? Because of Melachas Machshavas HaSvetor. So if you say that, then L'chora that saying, that normally it's considered I did both things. Just that, because of this additional factor of Melachas Machshavas, it's Ke'ilu, I didn't. It's Ke'ilu, I'm not Chayev for the second part. It's like an additional requirement, even though I did both of it. I did both the Gora Mita of Tehillas Asam, and I also made the Charetz. But okay, if there's a Ptorah, a separate Ptorah of Melachas Machshavas. However, so that would be my clear, maybe of viewing these two things. Did I do both of them or not? So, one could clear, even for this rush, one could argue the case that no, it's once it's in Shabbos, without a chesaron of Melachas Machshavas, I didn't do it either. it redefines the Maisa in terms of Shabbos. I'm not, one could argue the case. That's debatable, but, right? You could argue that since I didn't turn on the light. I opened the refrigerator or whatever the equivalent, whatever the parallel would be. In some other case. So what I'm asking is in Psik Reisha, is the pshat that I actually did the other thing, and just the question is only whether or not you have Nechale in order to be Machayev for it, or Gufa, the Nechale itself is what creates that, makes the Maisa go on to the second thing as well. But otherwise, I did the first thing, the second thing happened by itself. So this may be Nogaya to the next level. Okay, so most of us weren't thinking. It's a very, very theoretical, fascinating theoretical question, or Shlomo Zalman was asking in terms of Sikrashel Tzolom Nechalei Machmas Shabbos, but we kind of knew that you couldn't rely on that. Let's move on to a little bit further. This gets a little bit more interesting. How about where one could do certain tachbulos to show that one is no lo Nechalei? All right, after you make oneself one nechale when one's doing that psik reisha, l'mashal, close their eyes. Right, I'm going to be walking down that street. I know every time I walk down that street, a light's going to go on. But what am I going to do? I'll close my eyes. I'll walk the other way. I don't advise walking the streets of closing your eyes. But
on the sidewalk where nobody else is.
Right. But I'm going to do something which is going to basically negate whatever I did. That sounded very good. Ad kedei kach that I saw poskim, I saw Yaakov Fisher, and so he was quoted in Sefer Mar HaShabbos that he thought that therefore is mutter. Shlomo Zalman l'shitas on this as well. He says, no, it still is nechale. Why? Because exactly as we just said, you did the Maisa. You can't say, I did the Maisa. It's not the pshat, and if I would do a Malacha Gemura, and therefore say I'm not going to be, I'm not called, since this is normally Nechale, I did it. So again, I think the Iker question, that's totally on, is exactly what I just said, how to view Psik Reisha. I'll just show you a fascinating Nafka Mina. I was looking for this Nafka Mina. I was going to get back to this point in a second. You know what, maybe I'll do that right now before I get to the other point. I think this is, I was so excited to see this. Because a variation of the same thing, also a very common scenario would be, let's say you walk the streets, and obviously, as dark as streets are, there's going to be some light somewhere, right? It wasn't like until you walk by that guy's property and the light's going to go on, in the stomach you aren't walking in pitch black. Usually the moon's still going to be out. It's going to be, you're able to walk, usually. Right? You're able to walk, but normally you'd be netted from this additional light. So do I say, and when do I say, since there already is near there, but now there's more of it, what is the cutoff point, whether or not something is nechale or not? That's a very common scenario. Some of those typical, okay, you know, you walk into a hallway or to a staircase, and the staircase is going to go on, but there was some light there already. If there was no light already, of course, if there's some, so I thought once you're working with the same parallel, that same ptosis in Bava Metzia, this is Shlomo Zalman didn't say, but this is it's right there. Gemara says, "Hechnisa l'Ravka v'dasha." I took the behema into a sort of corral of some sort, and it plowed. It was dash. Did some disha on its own. If it did it on its own, to which Tosa says, "V'yesh lomar dehasam lo nechale v'dishasa she'ein omer v'yach kol kach develav hachi nidoshes hatvua." Okay. Anyway, it was gonna get done a little bit. So if you take the parallel, which ready these poskim dolya poskim, Shlomo Zalman made that parallel. So if you make the parallel, then could one? He said el chumra, but could you say el kol also? It's very reasonable, and I've heard poskim have relied on this, that if already the hana is just davar muat, then I don't know if that means only the combination of the fact that it's otherwise you would ask through the para. But either way, sof kol sof, this is going to be true every time. If it would otherwise be asur on Shabbos, and you don't want to be over the malacha, then here one could probably call it a psikreishah the nechle. If you could do it otherwise, albeit there is a gain. That's an important nekuda. Practically, they say this is a very common thing.
Yeah, it happens in certain areas. Like you walk by, it's just like no, unless you're going several blocks out of your way, there's no way to get by. Like
right.
Turning on the light, and it's always lit. It just makes it
lighter.
You could say that's very annoying. The fact that they, you know, it's there to primarily, you know, is like proves that it's nekuda because of the, why would they
right.
have it in such a context? Or yeah, but it doesn't really. And anything, so it doesn't make
right.
a difference.
Right. Exactly. That's, yeah. So that's a very important nekuda to get out. I was fascinated by the following. I was looking for this nafka mina, it was perfect. Right? Willig Sefer quoted, and now we're quoted, this is a classic work, it's Gedai to be familiar with this, Nesiva Shalom. It's the same author of the Archa Shabbos, Gelbar. So the Aruch HaShabbos is basically Lalach HaLamaisa and telling various aspects of Shabbos. This is going through the Kloli, this is pure Lamedus. Pure Lamedus on the Melechas, on the Melechas Mach Shabbos. On the Kloli Melechas Mach Shabbos. Never change his Kavim. Melechas Mach Shabbos. Chulei v'chulei. So it's quoted the following Svara. Very important. So let me just give you a word of background, a background first. Tosis discusses the following. And it's the Gemara, Tosin Daf Kavav. He doesn't quote this, but I'll just give you some word of background first. So I thought, how do you view Melechas Machshavos Bechlal? Or how do you view Melacha Shabbos? Is the pshat that you're chayev from Melacha, but Melacha has to be constructive. It has to have done something of value in the world. It has to have brought something better to the world, otherwise there's nothing there. Or the pshat is you have to be doing it for a constructive reason. It's a big difference. Now give me to the following. There's a Gemara in Maseches Chulin, which tells me that this is shocking, but I'm able to shecht an animal with a knife of Avodah Zarah. A knife of Avodah Zarah is Aster B'Hanal. Yet I'm allowed to shecht with it. Why? Because until now I have an animal worth $1,000, now I have meat. I'm devaluing the animal by shechting it. That's what the Gemara says. It has Tosis in Sechus Shabbos, Daf Kofav. If that's the case, why is it us to shecht on Shabbos? It should be makalkel. I'm ruining the poor animal. I'm ruining the animal. Till now it was worth $1,000. Now it's worth 50. I don't know, whatever meat's worth. To which he says, there are different answers in different places, but the approximate answer, this is what he said, Farish and Chul, is that no, the shiny Shabbos, the malachas mafshevis us for Torah. Since that's, but the upshot of that seems to be, that's your goal. Ain't a chanami that was worth more until now, but your goal is to. So, let's say on Shabbos, you would have something. Now that I'm thinking myself, it may not be right anymore, but this is fascinating. Let's say you would do something on Shabbos. Derech psik resha. Which, kilkulo is more than the tikkun. But normally for you would be nechale anyway. So if the pshat is, I did it, it gets exactly to what we're asking. But if the pshat is, mamish, I did the maisa, then, okay, I did it anyway. It would be just like shchita. Mamish, I had kavana for that other thing. Halachically, I had that kavana. But if the pshat is, either it's based on an umdano that I did the first thing I had. Some I also wanted the second thing also. That's very hard to say. I didn't want this. I wouldn't normally want the second thing. It decreases the value. And or if I just simply say, no, it's only viewed as if I did the second thing because I would normally want it. Here I probably wouldn't normally want it. So the Rashba of Kuf Chaf says the following. We discussed this case in terms of Grum already. The Gemara is there on Daf Kuf Chaf. It's being made opening and closing doors when the light is on. So Gemara is trying to prove, according to Rashi, according to Rashi, the Rashi and Miskavein, etc. Is it a Grum? Is it not a Grum? That's what we were talking about over there. So Gemara said, maybe I can't do it. Maybe I shouldn't be able to close it. I would even suggest saying it's kavei. No, it's a psik reisha. Gemara says that's why I wouldn't be able to do it. I wouldn't be able to close the door to open or close the door in the right way. Whatever the story would be, by doing so, the fire is going to go out. Break the rash by the following. Tikshei leha'aruch the psik reisha the lo nechale is pater. Sorry. Answer number one is that you need to make a coal right now, to turn it into a coal, basically. That you're going to get hanoah from the leftover shemen. L'chor, if I were to ask, normally you lit that fire. Your plan was that fire remain lit. But what? Sof kol sof, there still may be a tikkun. Sof kol sof, is there more tikkun than kilkol in this case? I don't know, because on one hand you wanted it to stay lit. But as long as I could salvage something from it, there's something there, there's somehow another I can get out of it to call it a malach. That's what I thought. That's the raya that he was bringing. That is kilu. I did the second thing, and then as well. Then it just needs. I just need a second. Anan Sadi is not there. I wanted the light. I wanted it to stay lit. Certainly according to the second day. Right, lechora. Otherwise, the yujo kimta. He's saying no. Just seems so cold, so. That's his raya. It's kilu. I did the second thing. Just the shaila of whether or not I could get something out of it. Right now I'm thinking, could it possibly be that it's dafka because, I'm not sure what he means this all, but it's fashioning pilpul. I'll just throw this right now, I'm asking just to bring it out. Could I say that I'm dealing with dafka in Havara? Havara already is automatically, according to Rashi, according to some Rishonim, is minam kalkul. Therefore, the more oil that burns, even though I'm being nene from it, so of course I'm nebuch on the poor oil. I'm destroying the poor oil. So here, anything I do is I'm saving the poor oil automatically, objectively, anytime you're able to conserve energy, then automatically you are taka doing a malacha, which is automatic tikkun, not the pshat, as long as I could salvage any tikkun. No, the real tikkun. I don't, even, I'm not sure I could say that it's necessarily in that case that the tikkun is worse, is less than the kilkul. I'm sorry, that the Yeah, the tikkun is less than the kilkul. Maybe objectively there is more of a tikkun here because I'm dealing with havara. Okay, I guess Meir Zichem will pick up next time.